Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Tea with Tina podcast. Today, I want to give you a perspective shift on your health and fitness goals, okay? Whether you want fat loss, whether you're looking to build some muscle, whether you're just waiting to see the scale go down, you're frustrated, you feel like you're doing everything right, and you're like, why am I not seeing results yet? This episode is going to be for you. So without further ado, let's dive right in. Welcome to the Tea with Tina, your favorite podcast where we talk all things health, fitness, lifestyle, and maybe a little bit of tea gets spilled. We chat all about this in a super casual environment. So grab your beverage of choice, sit back, relax, and enjoy. So, perspective change on your health and fitness goals. Okay? I want you to think about the work that you put into your health and fitness goals, like watering your garden. Okay? And nature is really good at this. Nature is really good at being patient and taking time. It has phases, right? If you live in an area with all four seasons, this is easier to see. But, you know, we have summer where a tree is in full bloom, thriving, chilling out. Fall is usually when the leaves change. They lose all their color. They start to drop their leaves. They're kind of going into a rest phase. That's also considered like the harvest season. Winter is when trees go dormant and they sleep. And then spring, things come alive and bloom again. So you see, it's an ever-evolving cycle and you're never stuck in one thing forever. They actually did a study with trees and they injected it with a serum so it wouldn't be able to go dormant. It would have to bloom all year. And trees can live for hundreds and hundreds of years. There's some really old trees out there. And when they injected it with this serum, it didn't live for longer than a year because it used up so much energy, it didn't get a chance to rest, and it burned out and it died. Okay, your body is like that too. Okay. So many times, the more and more people that I work with, they think going full speed ahead with things and, you know, doing a ton of workouts, dieting super low calories, like that's going to get them the results. That's going to get them the quick results. But you know, the proof and the real long lasting result is in doing a few key things consistently day in, day out. And here's where the metaphor comes in and the perspective shift comes in. You know, if we do these, let's picture ourselves doing some moderately challenging things day in and day out for weeks, months, years on end versus doing something really extreme that maybe we can only sustain like 10% of the time versus with these habits, we're doing it like 85 to 95% of the time. Right? Because I don't expect anybody to be perfect in their fitness goals. We all have vacations. We all have time we need to rest. We all have times that we, you know, just need to take a break for one reason or another. We are not machines. We are not robots. But you have to learn that success, and this comes with anything in your life, not necessarily health and fitness, but success is going to be coming from doing the pretty mundane tasks that aren't sexy, that aren't exciting, day in and day out for weeks, months, years on end. Okay. And this is kind of like with a garden, and you go out to water your garden every day. Okay. You don't yell at it. You don't yell at it when it doesn't grow after a couple days. You're not like, why aren't you growing faster? Right. you just water it and you water it and you water it. And you know, over time, that seed in the ground, that seed in the dirt is sprouting. You can't see it, but it is growing. However long that takes, every plant's a little different, just like every person's a little different. When you're going to the gym, when you're eating your food, when you're, you know, managing your stress, you're sleeping good, and you're like, what the heck? Why isn't the scale moving? That seed is sprouting. It's growing underground. You just can't see it. There's all kinds of little changes happening inside of your body. And I tell this to my clients all the time. You just can't see it happening. That's why I say to pay attention to more than that scale number, because there are some things that you can feel. You know, I've heard so many wonderful changes and they just get so disregarded because everybody cares about that stupid number on the scale that like nobody even knows that you weigh unless you like had it plastered on your forehead. And a lot of the times it's not relevant to how our body looks. But oh my God, feeling more energy, they're less stressed, they're sleeping better, their clothes fit better, but the number hasn't moved. So they're like, this isn't working. Okay. So there are things happening. Okay. Just like the seed underground. And then one day it sprouts above ground. I just had this with a client recently. She's been working with me for just a couple weeks, and she was frustrated that the scale wasn't going down. And I said, keep going, keep going, keep going. She kept, oh my God, is this working? I said, keep going. And then wouldn't you know it, I get a text one day and the scale finally dropped, and then it kept dropping. So we started the ball rolling. Just like with a plant, when you see it sprout through, it's like they shoot up overnight and then they bloom, right? And that's exactly what will happen to you. But the catch is you have to water your garden every day. You can't just expect to go to the gym when you feel like it, or get a workout in every now and then, or, you know, eat healthy at breakfast, and then, you know, kind of, you know, you get pizza in the break room at lunch, and then you're snacking at night. No, you're not going to see results that way. You have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. You have to develop a routine. And again, this is where people slip up, because one, it's new. People don't like changes. It's new. And two, it feels uncomfortable. It does, because you're doing something new. It's change. You feel like your whole world's being flipped upside down. You're thinking like, oh my God, is my husband going to be mad? I'm taking extra time to the gym. What about my kids? How's this going to work? And it's like, it'll work. It works out. You'll find a way. You have to adapt. And, you know, before you know it, you're going to be in that routine and you're not even going to think about how hard it is. It's just going to become a part of your everyday life. Right? Think about when your kids go to school, or if you change your work schedule. Like, we do this all the time, but in a way it's kind of forced upon us. So we choose to adapt, and it's fine. It happens. And, you know, like I said, you should treat your health and fitness goals the same way. You can do it. You can just easily flake out of it, which is why it makes it a little harder. All right. So message of the day, water that garden consistently, show up for yourself consistently, do the moderately challenging habits day in, day out, versus trying to give 110% of your effort for like 3 days and then burning out, because that's not going to serve you. Okay. I hope this changed your perspective on your health and fitness goals, especially if you're struggling right now. If you are struggling right now, definitely shoot me a message. Reach out. I'm on Instagram at Tina Weiland Fit. You can hit me up on Facebook at Tina Weiland. You can also follow the podcast for more episodes. I usually release an episode every Monday and Wednesday. I've been playing around with dropping some more little ones, little bits of inspo in between there. So, all right, guys, I think that's all I have for you today. Have a great rest of your day and week, and we will chat soon. Bye.